He eventually rose to become a member of Congress. Ilhan Omar was not, for the record, born to rich parents. She did not attend a private boarding school and get handed hundreds of millions of dollars by her daddy via dubious tax schemes and outright fraud, unlike the man who lectures her about real life. But it's no surprise that Donald Trump has such contempt for Ilhan Omar. Trump launched his political career by harnessing anti-Muslim bigotry with the lie that Barack Obama was a secret Muslim born outside the country. He went on to falsely claim he saw thousands of Muslims in New Jersey cheering the September 11th attacks and made a wholesale rejection of 1 billion Muslims worldwide the centerpiece of his campaign.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Trump is exploiting anti-Muslim sentiment that has long existed in his party. As Jamelle Bouie pointed out today, a 2004 poll found that about 40% of self-identified Republicans said that Muslim Americans should be required to register with the government. A 2006 poll found wide anti-Muslim prejudice, with Republicans ascribing more negative political and religious qualities to Muslims and being more opposed to having Muslim as neighbors than our Democrats and independents. Long before Trump's presidency, you could see not-so-thinly-veiled anti-Muslim bigotry in GOP fear-mongering about Sharia law and the so-called Ground Zero Mosque. Today, you see it manifested in the conspiracy theories about the fire at Notre Dame, which some of the right are now suggesting falsely was the result of an Islamist terrorist attack.
A sinner comes before you.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Thanks for the song. This week from Junior
Parker, Judas Priest, Guns
and Roses,
Lynn Anderson, Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Rudy Giuliani, Rod Serling, Stephen Colbert, Berman, Rick Riley, Seth Myers, Trevor Noah,
Chris
Wallace,
Chris
Hayes,
The Bahai
Sparrow,
and
Scepter Arnella.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Netanyahu and Trump prevent peace in the Holy Land. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Christians the world over look to the Holy Land this week as they celebrate Easter and the resurrection of Jesus, while Jews around the globe observe Passover, recalling their exodus from slavery in ancient Egypt. Current events in Israel and Palestine, though, are no cause for celebration. and are adding fuel to racial and political fires here in the United States. Benjamin Netanyahu secured an unprecedented fifth term as Israel's prime minister, despite facing possible indictment on corruption charges. Netanyahu successfully energized his base with promises to annex Israel's many illegal West Bank settlements, narrowly defeating his main challenger, Benny Gantz. President Donald Trump amplified Netanyahu's re-election chances, first by moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, then by formally endorsing Israel's annexation of the occupied Golan Heights, land Israel seized militarily from Syria in 1967. Israel's domestic politics have consistently veered further and further to the right, while a global movement in solidarity with the Palestinian people— Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, or BDS, is growing in opposition to Israel's occupation of the West Bank and its brutal siege of the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu offers Israelis safety and security, a very, very low mortality rate as part of the conflict, as part of the occupation and siege.
That's Israeli journalist Haggai Matar speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
Unlike Palestinians that are being killed en masse by Israel.
The anti-Palestinian rhetoric during the Israeli election was particularly vile. Benny Gantz, the former head of the Israeli military, ran an ad with a rapidly climbing body count laid over images of Palestinian funeral marches. The ad closed with the chilling phrase in Hebrew, 1,364 terrorists killed, 3.5 years of quiet in the south. Another ad was run by Oren Hazan, a member of Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party, who represents a Jewish-only illegal West Bank settlement. In it, Hazan's face is superimposed over Clint Eastwood's character in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, as he kills a man with the face of Jamal Zahalka, a Palestinian member of Israel's parliament, the Knesset. Israel is wrongly described as the Middle East's only democracy. For whom? Diana Butu, a Palestinian-Canadian attorney and citizen of Israel, spoke to Democracy Now! From Haifa, explaining.
About 16% of the people who are eligible to vote are Palestinians who are citizens of Israel. But then you look at the vast remainder of people that Israel controls, whether it's people who live in the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip, or in Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem. You're looking at close to 6 million individuals who are ineligible to vote in Israeli elections and yet are being governed by Israel.
While many Palestinians who were eligible to vote boycotted the election, there's a growing nonviolent resistance movement in the occupied territories and around the world. In Gaza, 2 million people live under Israeli siege in what former British Prime Minister David Cameron called the world's largest open-air prison. For the past year, tens of thousands of Palestinians have marched every Friday to the separation fence between Gaza and Israel. It's called the Great March of Return and is met by Israeli military snipers who fire live ammunition into the nonviolent crowd. According to the UN, over 270 Gazans have been killed, at least 41 of them children, and close to 30,000 have been injured, with many of those injured suffering amputations. Journalists and medical first responders have also been shot, some fatally. Just this week, Israel ordered Human Rights Watch's investigator in Israel, Omar Shakir, to leave the country by May 1st. In response, the Center for Constitutional Rights said, "The increasing efforts to silence criticism of Israel's human rights violations are in direct response to the growing criticism," unquote. Last year, Israel deported CCR Executive Director Vince Warren and Board Chair Catherine Franke, a Columbia University professor. Omar Barghouti is a Palestinian activist who co-founded the BDS movement in 2005 to pressure Israel to comply with international law and respect Palestinian rights. He was scheduled to speak in the United States this week at Harvard and New York University and to meet with members of Congress, but was prevented from boarding his plane in Israel. The Trump administration had rescinded his permission to enter the U.S. despite his valid visa, which he's used when visiting many times. Unable to fly out of Israel, Barghouti appeared on Democracy Now! From a TV studio in Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. He explained.
I think this is just another step that shows how this right-wing administration, which is completely in alliance with Israel's far-right regime, is terrified of our voices, is terrified of telling the truth.
Justice and security for Palestinians will only enhance security for Israel. Stifling speech, blocking travel, violating human rights won't bring peace. A negotiated settlement will. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Next, we're going to try to talk to the folks from Trio Zolo. I don't know if it's pronounced Zolo or X-O-L-O. We'll find that out first when we try to get them on the phone in a moment. They're playing at Hilo in Catskill on April 20th, and they'll preview that show on the radio next. We have one track from them here to preview the show, and we'll play that while I try to get them on the line on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. All right, that is a track from Trio Zolo or X-O-L-O. We're going to be at Hilo in Catskill on April 20th, and we've got Zachary Swanson on the line from the band. Zachary, how do you pronounce the band's name?
Yeah, it's Trio Zolo. It's an Aztec word, actually, which Zolo is actually a type of dog.
Oops, wait. We lost it.
The word Zolo just seems like a nice word to use for our band.
It doesn't have any special meaning to you guys, or?
In this one, I just liked the word. I was looking into some Aztec poetry, and they have a lot of interesting, phrases, turns of phrases that are different than how you use in language, but a lot of them are actually quite difficult to pronounce and spell. And Zolo, I thought, was a fun-sounding word that was on the easier end of the spectrum on that front, so we went with that.
Ah. So where are we talking to you from today?
I'm in Brooklyn right now, and the band consists of myself, Derek Michaels, who lives in Baltimore, Maryland, and Dalius Nacho, percussionist originally from Lithuania, but also living in Brooklyn.
And how long have you guys been a band?
We've been a band together for 3 years or so. The fun thing about this band is that because we all have sort of busy schedules and Derek doesn't live in New York, we don't play together super frequently. So when we are able to get a concert together, it's always, I really look forward to it. And it's the kind of band that we can come together after not playing together for a while and still make some really compelling music, and it always feels really connected.
And is this the first time you've come to Catskill?
Yeah, this will be the first time in Catskill for me personally and us as a band, so looking forward to it.
And you don't have a full record out. What we played before was the first track you sent me. Do you know what it was called, or...?
So we don't have a full record. That was an improvised piece that we recorded last month. Last month we went to a studio in Brooklyn and we recorded. So we will have an album coming out, and I'm not sure right now if that one will be on it, but that's just one that I picked for today.
And how did you guys get into jazz? Have you always been jazz players, or?
I started playing bass when I was pretty young, at the age of 6, and fortunately my parents are big music lovers. They don't play instruments, but so I was exposed to a lot of different types of music early on, and jazz was one of them. So in high school I sort of started focusing more on that, and then that's how I came to it. It was just being exposed to different types of stuff over the course of my life.
So what kind of stuff were you exposed to? What kind of stuff kind of influences you guys?
I mean, this group is fun because although I would say we are definitely in the jazz category, both, all Dalius, myself, and Derek really love different types of music. And I feel like when we play, different elements of that can come out. It can sort of sometimes sound like contemporary classical, or there's rock or sort of folk influences. So it manifests itself in an interesting way. I think just the nature of the instrumentation, saxophone, bass, and drums sort of firmly puts it in the jazz category. But I know that with these guys, it's like everyone's open to everything. So it's a pretty big range of music that we can pull from.
And what was I going to say? Do you improvise, or is it mostly composed works?
Yeah, it's all improvised, actually. This group has never played any written music together as a trio, or at times there'll be sort of maybe some minimal ideas, but for the most part, 99% of it is totally free. It's different every single time, but that's sort of the challenge and the enjoyment out of this group for me.
Do you get one question that most people come up to you and ask you after you play? Or is there one thing that people remark upon? Or?
I would say that people do want to know about the name because it's sort of a curious name, especially how to pronounce it. But, other than that, we do get asked if we're playing, written music, or how much of it was worked out beforehand. Probably those.
And do you guys play with or on bills with a lot of the other
New York City free jazz improvising scene, or who do you guys play along with?
I mean, there's a pretty healthy amount of improvised music around Brooklyn. We've played at Bushwick Improvise Music Collective, which is a Monday night series, and they have a really great range of people coming. It's a lot of bands. It's 5 bands every Monday night, so it's a good spot to play. And then we were also on the A.E. Randolph Presents series, also in Brooklyn, which, they present weekly concerts of, really high-level people from all over. We've been on bills with, lots of people, and it's healthy to travel around with the group, too.
Yeah, is the scene is healthy there? I mean, I know the rent prices are going up on all the venues.
It's true. Unfortunately, in the past 5 years, a lot of venues have closed, and really long-running legendary ones, too. But what I can say is that, there's a good number of house concert series, which I always really enjoy playing as people are specifically there for the music. And I think the sort of more underground, not so much of a formal concert, but maybe a back room at a bar or something kind of scene, there are still people putting a lot of work into curating good music series at places like that.
And that is certainly true of here in Catskill at Hi-Lo, where we're broadcasting from now, where Trio Zolo will perform April 20th. What's your pitch to someone listening right now who to try to get them to come out to your show?
I would say if you are a jazz fan, I think there's going to be a big range of music presented in that idiom from us. And if not, one thing that I always find about jazz, people that maybe don't have direct experience with it, is that when you see it in person, it's sort of a different listening experience, and you can really sort of get the sense of connecting to the space and connecting to the room, and there's just sort of a different energy about seeing it live. So I invite everyone to come check it out.
And do you guys have a website or that people can go to for more information?
So the band doesn't have a website, but my personal website is ZacharySwansonMusic.com, and Derek's website is DerekMichaelSax.com.
So no, you don't have anything online to listen to at the moment?
Not at the moment, we'll be putting out the album hopefully in the future, and then that'll be on our website for when that comes out.
All right, so we'll play another track from you guys on the way out here to get people more sense of what you sound like. This one's called Free Nine. You want to introduce it?
I don't have much to say about it. Again, one of the things that we recorded last month, and this was the track that we recorded right after the previous one, so maybe it gives you a little bit of sense of continuity. How we approach improvs from one piece to another.
All right, so here is Free Nine, I guess is the temporary working title? Or is that's not the finished title?
Yeah, we will title them once we get everything in order.
Get it together. All right, but you may hear this song if you come out to see Trio Zolo at Hi-Lo. Boy, that all rhymes pretty well. Is it Saturday, April 20th, or Friday?
I believe it's a Saturday.
Saturday, April 20th. Shows here usually start around 8:30 or so, so get here in time. But here is Free Nine from Trio Zolo. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Shersham Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Tobacco Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. The more advertising kids see, the more likely they are to smoke or vape. To learn more and find out how you can help, rvwtobaccofree.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sheena Salvino of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Ha ha! Mm-hmm.